Hi, this is Marty Glickman, and now we'd like to take you to another thrilling sport. You know, one of the most exciting sounds is the crack of a bat connecting for a solid base hit. Well, there's another sound of a ball hitting wood that's a great thrill, too.
Get in there! Get in there! Strike!
Yes, sir, a strike. Anybody who bowls loves that sound. And if you bowl, I bet you'd like to hear it more often. Well, here's a man who can help you do it. Ed Lubansky, voted the Bowler of the Year in 1959, and his average? Wow! 225.
Thanks, Marty. I'm proud to give the boys a few bowling tips. Matter of fact, I'm proud to be a professional bowler, because this is the fastest growing sport in the world today. I like to bowl, not just because I make my living at it, and, well, because it's great for pleasure and relaxation. Bowling is one of the real family sports. And that's good. Good for a family to get together and have some fun and exercise on the alleys. First, boys, a bowler must obey the rules. He must be a good sport. There's no room in bowling for a poor loser or a bragging winner. Or a guy who has an alibi every time he leaves wood standing.
You know, that's pretty sound advice at any time, Ed. Now, how about some tips?
I think the best way is to repeat what I told a young neighbor of mine the other day. I went to the local alleys to get in some practice.
Mr. Lubansky.
Oh, hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Great. Look at this. I just got my own bowling ball. Isn't it a beaut?
Hey, that sure is. Present from your dad?
No, I've been saving for it. I've been running errands so I could buy it.
Atta boy. Hey, how about those brand new bowling shoes? You save for that, too?
Nope. They're a present from Dad. He said good equipment is important.
That's right. Now you won't have any excuses if you roll a gutter ball, eh?
Yeah. Say, would you do me a favor, Mr. Lubansky?
Sure. What is it?
Would you watch me roll a few and tell me what I'm doing wrong?
Okay, go ahead. Ouch. Ooh. You got a tough one there. 7-10 split. Why'd you go into a crouch when you started your approach?
Well, I've seen some good bowlers do it.
Did it feel comfortable?
No. Actually, it didn't.
Well, then you ought to stand in the way that's most natural for you. Some people like to crouch, others like to stand straight. The whole idea is to stand and hold the ball so that the weight of the ball won't keep you off balance. Now remember, your stance is the beginning of the pendulum. Do it naturally, either crouching or upright. Be relaxed. Concentrate. If you start your pendulum properly, chances are you'll finish up properly. Try it again, Jimmy.
Okay, Mr. Lubansky. Here goes.
Good! Good, you got the 7-pin. You looked more comfortable that time.
I felt better, too. I guess the upright stance is best for me.
Right.
Say, Mr. Lubansky, how many steps would I take to the foul line?
Well, that depends, Jimmy. The distance between the approach and the foul line is usually about 16 feet. You can use all of it or just some of it. The 4- and 5-step approaches are the most popular. Now, in your case, you're tall, so your steps are normally longer than shorter fellas. The thing to remember is to get to the foul line in rhythm and harmony for the slide on the left foot. That is, if you're right-handed. A lefty would slide on his right foot.
Well, how about Luke Campy? He's righty and he bowls off his right foot.
Well, again, it's just a matter of rhythm. Lou and a few others find their rhythm is better that way. But I think most fellows will bowl more naturally off the foot opposite the bowling hand. Roll another one, Jim.
Okay. Watch me get a strike this time. Yay, a strike! Oh, I knew it.
Good. Very good. You just taught yourself a valuable lesson.
I did? What?
Confidence. You had a feeling that you were going to bowl a strike, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, in bowling or in anything else for that matter, confidence is half the battle. I watched you closely that time, Jimmy. You know what? You did everything right.
I did?
Yes, sir. Your stance and your steps up to the foul line were natural and relaxed. You didn't squeeze the ball too tight. Your slide and push away were just about right. Now, maybe you didn't notice it, but your thumb came out of the ball first. When you released the ball, your bowling arm came up and followed through. A straight ball, curve, or...
Well, that? I hope I can remember it all.
You will, Jimmy. And here's just a couple of more tips before I get in some practice myself. Don't try to throw too hard. You don't get extra points for the distance you send the pins flying. If you throw harder than is natural, you'll just throw yourself off balance. Use a push-away that doesn't strain you, else you'll be off in your timing. Push the ball. Don't loft it or bounce it. At first, start with a straight ball and keep your eye on the pins.
You mean I shouldn't try a hook?
Well, as you develop, you can try spot bowling or hooks and curves. Relax. Practice. And keep in shape. And always be a good sport.
Gee, thanks a lot for helping me, Mr. Lebanski.
Oh, you're welcome, Jimmy. Just remember, the key to throwing strikes is coordination. A smooth style from stance to follow through. Develop rhythm in your approach and delivery. Well, so long. See you soon, and good bowling.
So long, Mr. Lebanski. Hey, Mr. Lebanski, another strike.
Ha ha, good boy.